The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now on 960 The Patriot, it's the Middle East Radio Forum, your chance to talk about the turmoil in the Middle East. To call in live, dial anytime at 602-508-0960. That's 602-508-0960. Outside of the Valley, call toll-free at 888-960-9696. Questions are also welcome at radioforum@AOL.com. That's radioforum@AOL.com. Now your host for the Middle East Radio Forum, Attorney William J. Wolf.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. It is January 21, 2024. Very special day, and the reason I say that is because we have our Murph dinner tonight. Yes, 5:30 at the Ethiopian restaurant at 1740 East McDowell in Phoenix. No reservations are necessary. Just show up and be happy, have a wonderful dinner, and meet a lot of great people. And I'll give this announcement later on in the show. It is now, obviously, January 21st, and we are well into the 21st year of broadcast, and I'd like to thank all the listeners for helping me do that by using the services of the advertisers. As you know, the show is available worldwide on the Internet on my website, MiddleEastRadioForum.com. People all over the world are listening. I know that because I get emails and actually have gotten some donations. I have a very special listener in Holland, and I get donations from him all the time. Alberto, thank you very much for that. And the show is also rebroadcast every Saturday evening at 9 p.m. Okay, we have a little change of pace today. Yoni Tidi, are you with us?
I am.
Yoni is going to be my guest for the entire show. He's been on before for the whole show. I've appointed him as the Prime Minister of Israel to decide what is necessary for Israel's survival. Yoni, why don't you give the listeners a brief introduction as to who you are and what your qualifications are?
Well, I'm just a simple Jew. That's all I am. I spent a career chasing terrorists and bad guys. Also was a street cop in the U.S. for a number of years. And along the way, I've earned multiple BAs and a master's and speak four or five languages and been all over the world chasing bad guys.
Well, that's what we need to hear.
Yeah. Still keep my residence in Israel. I'll never give that up, and that's it.
Okay, I appreciate that very much, and I appreciate that you're going to be on the show today. Obviously, we've got things that are just pregnant in terms of have to be addressed here. October 7th last year was absolutely horrible. I think it was somewhat predictable, and it's interesting how anything happens with Israel, it puts the focus of the world on Israel. It's knocked Russia's invasion of about 2 years off the front pages, Russia's invasion of Ukraine. How do you explain that, Yoni?
Look, I mean, Israel is with a poster child for the people that hate freedom and liberty. They don't want us to exist. They don't like us, you know, they don't like Jews, and that's it, you know. But, you know, one of the things that just hit me, I just saw an article over the last couple of days that Goldman Sachs is actually funding a lot of the pro-Hamas rallies, that they have an organization that they fund, which is called the People's Forum, and they fund them to the tune of $18 million a year, and they're the big money behind a lot of these rallies. You know, you would think that a company named Goldman Sachs would be pro-Israel and, you know, would be on our side, but they're not. So such is life. You know, look, Israel has always been a lightning rod. You know, when we were the underdogs, if we go back into history, up to the 67 war, You know, I mean, you can look back at, you know, covers of magazines and, you know, everybody was rah, 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 Israel. And I think some of that was because it was post-Holocaust and the world had a collective guilt complex and we were the underdogs and they thought we were going to get wiped out. So why not cheer for the Jews? But then when it became evident that we were building a strong country, and that we weren't going to be so easily wiped out, then, you know, things switched.
Okay, Yoni, tell me, this really bothers me. Can Israel survive long-term with millions of Palestinians living within its border? And is there anything Israel can do about it? Is there anything Israel should do about it? Because as I've said for the entire length of this show, now in the 21st year, that Israel has subjected itself to a death of a thousand cuts. What I mean by that is these terrorists, because there are Arabs living within the borders of Israel, they have access to Israelis to murder them, run over them with cars, shoot them, knife them, whatever. What can Israel do about this?
Well, I think, hold on a second, I got a cough. I'm fighting a bad cold as we're doing this, unfortunately. I think that the most wise thing I've heard in the last couple of days actually came from Idan Reichel, an Israeli singer, which if you don't know his music, you really need to look into it. It's phenomenal music. Goes across multiple different genres of music, from Africa and to Latino, the Middle East. But he summed it up. He said, look, we need to treat most gods as if they're combatants. Because there came a time in this war when the people of Gaza could have risen up against Hamas in Gaza and shown their support for Israel and the IDF, and they didn't do that. It's clear that they are 100% behind Hamas and that they support 10/7. They supported it before, they supported it during, and they sure as the world supported after. And we've seen polling data both out of Judea and Samaria and Gaza, where 90%+ of the Palestinians support what happened on 10/7. Now the question becomes, how does a modern civilization live next door to pure evil? And the answer is it can't. So then we must look at how do we divorce ourselves from these people? Now, there's only one of two ways. Either they go away or they go away, meaning either they are moved away and relocated somewhere else far away from Israel, or they have to be eliminated. I mean, that's it. Can we denazify the Gazans as the Germans were denazified and the Japanese were de-radicalized post-World War II? I don't know, but I do know one thing. I'm not willing to bet my family's life on the chance of that being successful or not. So if we're sitting and we're talking to UAE and the Saudis about us coming together against the two threats to the region, Turkey and Iran, we have to let the Arabs know that there's a price that they have to pay in order to be on our side. And that price is, how are we going to solve this problem? Because we can't achieve what they want us to achieve in protecting the UAE and the Saudis from the Turks and the Saudis, or the Turks or the Iranians, if we're constantly worried about what the Palestinians are going to do to us. They have to choose a side, and that can't be put off. And the problem is that we don't have people in our Knesset that are smart enough to move beyond what the status quo is. And we have people in Washington, D.C. that they are saying that the ultimate outcome of October 7th is a Palestinian state. I'm going, wait a second. These people attacked us. They raped us. They murdered us. They butchered us. They burned us alive. And we're supposed to reward them with a state? Over my dead body, that's not going to happen. And We have got to, as Israelis, we have got to be strong enough to demand that new parties emerge with new people. We cannot put the same people back in power, not in the Knesset and not in the military. On the day after, when we have an election, God willing, there won't be a single member in the Knesset that was sitting in the Knesset on October 7th. That cannot be allowed because they're all complicit in what happened on October 7th. The biggest one is Bibi Netanyahu, of course, because he's the prime minister. And in our system, the prime minister wields the most power. And we know that multiple warnings went up and they were ignored. So he has to pay the biggest price. I don't want to see him in, I don't want to see him in prison for corruption. I want to see him in prison for malfeasance for October 7th. But we have got to get rid of the status quo. The status quo, we will not survive. That's, I'm convinced of that. If in the next election, the Israeli people return the established powers, and we have Gantz and Lapid and Netanyahu and Gallant and all of them in power, then we learn nothing from October 7th. And then don't cry when it happens again. I'm going to be so disgusted if we do that, that I won't have words for it.
Well, Hamas has said they're going to do it again and again. They have publicly stated that.
Of course,
that.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, but I'm just...
Why wouldn't you?
But I don't understand why the Israeli leadership doesn't learn from that. What about the U.S. leadership? Why did not they not learn from that? The rest of the world is condemning Israel for defending itself.
Well, look, when you've got Anthony Blinken stating clearly that Jewish lives don't matter any more than Palestinians, then that lets you know what part of the problem is. All right? He's allegedly a Jew. Sorry, the toilet paper I just threw on the floor that I wiped my nose with is more Jewish than Blinken. I mean, I have nothing but contempt. A man that knows what happened on October 7th, allegedly to his people, and that he says that Palestinian lives are just as valuable as ours. If we would have had that attitude in World War II, and we would have said that the lives of the society that fostered and gave birth to Nazism, the lives of their citizens are just as important as the lives of Americans and of English, there was no politician that would have been able to say such a thing. But today, I mean, they're crazy. And, you know, we know that American politicians are meeting behind the back of Bibi. Not that I care about Bibi. I mean, everybody knows that. But they're meeting with the opposition, trying to form something for the day after. You know, the other question that's got to come out of October 7th is, what kind of a friend is America under the Democrats to Israel to begin with? Are these the kind of friends we want, that they are doing whatever they have to do to try and push a Palestinian state down our throat as the outcome of October 7th? If a Palestinian state gets born out of October 7th, then I'll sell my house in Israel.
Well, maybe it'd be okay if it was born in Africa somewhere.
No, it wouldn't be okay if it was born anywhere. That would be the equivalent of allowing the Nazis to reestablish the Fourth Reich in Argentina and say, take over Argentina and you can build your monstrosity of a government and your evil ideas in Argentina with the support of the whole world, and Argentina will become the new Nazi country. No, that there are certain things that if they aren't beyond the pale in this world, then I don't know. I don't even have words for it. And if we allow a Palestinian state to be built in Uganda, all they're going to do, let's look at the history since the Palestinian people were created, okay? Because they are an imaginary people. They messed up with us. A bunch of them ran away in 67 at the urging of their leaders because they said, we're going to wipe out the Jews and then we'll be, you'll be back in 48 and 67. They were told the same thing. Then in September of 70, Yasser Arafat tried to overthrow King Hussein of Jordan. And that's how we got Black September, because the king finally started fighting back and expelled the PLO from Jordan, and they went into Lebanon. In less than 5 years, they had so destabilized Lebanon that Lebanon went into a civil war. These people are garbage. These people, there is something terribly wrong with them. They are garbage. Everywhere they go, they turn the situation from something that was stable and decent, more or less, into something that's immoral and dangerous. And they cannot be rewarded with a state. I don't care what Rashida Tlaib says. They don't deserve a state.
Okay, we're coming up on the first break, and when we come back, I'm going to ask you physically what can be done to resolve the situation. They're saying that they can't live in the proximity of Israel, and I do not disagree with you, but what can be done physically to cause a change on that? We'll talk about that when we get back. You're listening to Middle East Radio Forum here on 960 The Patriot. My name is William Wolf. I'm your host today. Next Sunday will be Major Olivitz. And I'll remind you, we're having the listener dinner tonight, 5:30 at the Ethiopian restaurant at 1740 East McDowell in Phoenix. No reservation necessary. Just show up. It'll be a great time. You meet other listeners. You'll meet show hosts. It'll be a very interesting evening. And the food is absolutely terrific. If you're already a fan of Ethiopian food, I think you'll think this is the best one. And if you haven't tried it before, you're going to really like it. So please come to the listener dinner tonight. And please continue to support the show. The best way to support the show is by using the services of the advertisers. Often it costs you nothing. What I mean by that is just change where you're spending money from somebody who does not to somebody who does advertise on Middle East Radio Forum. I know each and every one of my advertisers personally. I know they give great goods and services. You're also going to give or hear an ad from a new advertiser. Precision Integrative Care, a great medical office. So please think about using them if you have need for a doctor. Please stay with us. We're right back with Yoni Tini. The authentic Ethiopian restaurant located at 1740 East McDowell in Phoenix is a great change of pace from your ordinary restaurant. Authentic Ethiopian flavors in a comfortable setting will keep you coming back for more. Vegetarian and meat selections will satisfy everyone in your family. You just have to try it for yourself. That's Authentic Ethiopian Restaurant, 1740 East McDowell, telephone 602-252-2286. At Precision Integrative Pain, they have a team of highly qualified licensed providers and staff. Their board-certified physicians and healthcare providers offer same-day appointments when possible and work closely with attorneys and other medical specialists. Dr. Drew Hunter is a highly skilled, double board-certified medical physician who takes his time to offer premium care to his patients. Bilingual services are available. Call 602-688-6884 or visit their website, PIC-AZ.com.
Shuttleman Physical Medicine, Chiropractic, and Acupuncture is your go-to medical office in the West Valley. Call 623-214-7600. That's 623-214-7600. With two offices to serve you, there is no reason to stay in pain when Dr. Shuttleman may be able to help you. Call 623-214-7600. For Scheidelman, Physical Medicine, Chiropractic, and Acupuncture.
Dassault and Macris are my business and personal CPAs for a good reason. Prompt and accurate work means I trust them with all my accounting needs. Conveniently located just off the 51 freeway at 3519 East Shea Boulevard, Suite 122, give them a call and see what they can do for you. 602-996-8885. That's Dassault and Macris, 602-996-8885.
Watermark Wealth Strategies and Watermark Wealth Planning Offices at 11333 North Scottsdale Road has been a loyal sponsor of this program since its start. They specialize in wealth retention, estate planning, and legacy planning. Watermark has been a leader in the Valley, and its members have been together for over 20 years. founding partner Carmen Saccone has over 40 years of experience in tax, investment, and estate planning issues affecting retirees and their assets. They offer comprehensive planning that has helped assist families through the process of identifying client objectives and concerns and constructing a strategic plan to address tax, risk, and legacy issues. Consultations are complimentary, and we encourage you to contact Allison Porter at 480-442-3989 to schedule. Securities and advisory services are offered through the LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA/SIPC.
You are listening to the Middle East Radio Forum on 960 The Patriot. To join in the conversation, call anytime at 602-508-0960. That's 602-508-0960. Outside of the Valley, call toll-free 888-960-9696. Questions are also welcome at radioforum@AOL.com. That's radioforum@AOL.com. Now back to your host, Attorney William J. Wolf.
Welcome back to today's edition of Middle East Radio Forum. My name is William Wolf, your host today, and I hope to see you at the listener dinner tonight at 5:30. My guest is Yoni Tidi for the entire show. Yoni, before we went into the break, I was asking, how physically do you do what needs to be done in terms of separating the Palestinians from Israel and preventing future terrorism?
Well, this government is going to do nothing because where we're at this point in time with this government is the war cabinet's on the verge of breaking up because people's egos matter more than the future of the state of Israel. And if we're going to be honest, if we do an assessment of where we're at in the war, if at this point in time we've only killed between 20 to 30% of the terrorists of Hamas, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. We've lost almost 200 guys post 10/7, and we've only killed between 20 to 30% of the terrorists of Hamas in the fighting that's now gone on for over 100 days. How, if we can't accomplish this, how then can we even think about something that's going to come the day after? Like, what are we going to do with these people? Getting back to Blinken, he's now trying to push us that the Arab states won't contribute to rebuilding Gaza if there's not a Palestinian state at the end of that process. Well, why would I want to rebuild Gaza? You know, one of the biggest lies is that Gaza was the world's biggest open-air prison. Have you seen some of the videos of pre-10/7 Gaza and the shopping malls and the luxury hotels and all the nice things that were happening in Gaza? Send me to that kind of a prison, please. Please.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful piece of property right on the Mediterranean. I mean, and like you say,
the best beaches in the Middle East are in Gaza, okay? As far as I'm concerned, I mean, I'd ship them all out. And I'd make a deal with the Saudis and the Emiratis, and I'd build the world's biggest casino for them to come play in. I'm serious. You know, hey, you guys, you figure out what to do with them. I'll build you a place to come play, have fun. No Israelis allowed. Only you guys have fun, and we get a third of the money. And people think I'm joking about this, but I'm telling you, it would be a hit because I know Saudis and I know Arabs from the UAE. It would be a hit. But what are we going to do? We're going to do nothing because the current leadership is incapable of doing anything.
Okay, Yoni, I'm going to appoint you as you're the prime minister. You have control. What are you going to do?
I would reconquer the Sinai and I'd put them at the very end of the Sinai.
Okay.
As far south as they could go without going into the water, and the rest of the Sinai would be a demilitarized zone. Our Navy would keep things from being smuggled in from the sea, and that would be the end of them.
And how
no money in, nothing in, and that would be it.
How would Egypt react and the rest of the world react?
Egypt's not going to go to war over that with us. They aren't capable of going to war with us. And the biggest mistake that Israel ever made was the Camp David Accords, because if we looked at Egypt now, without the Camp David Accords, with the collapse of the Soviet Union, without American aid, Egypt would collapse right now. Okay, that's a given. And they are in no shape to fight a war with us. And in a war where they have American equipment, would the Americans resupply Egypt against Israel? I don't think so. So I think they would just have to take it, and that'd be the end of it. But you know what? There comes a point in time when you've got to do what's right for your own country, and who cares what the other people think? And, you know, the Egyptians have had the Sinai back for, what are we looking at, 50 years now? What have they done with it? Not much. Not much, you know. Let us take it back over. Let us resettle the northern part of the Sinai. Put the Palestinians from Gaza down in the south part of Sinai. You can figure out how you can live the best way you can, but we're not letting any money or anything in that could ever hurt us. And that's your tough luck. You made a bet and you lost, and that's life.
What about the...
The world would hate it.
Yeah, go ahead.
The world would hate it, and we would just have to tell them tough. You know, there comes a point in time when Israel's got to stand up to the world and say, you know what, enough is enough. And because if we don't solve this problem, it's just going to continue. And the next 10-7 is going to be a 10-7 that happens not just in the south of Israel. It's going to happen in the heartland of Israel. Because the next 10-7 is going to involve the Palestinians of Judea and Samaria. And they're going to come across into Jerusalem. They're going to come across into Bnei Brak, into Tel Aviv. And can we survive that? That's the next question we have to ask ourselves. Could we survive if they did a 10-7 from Judea and Samaria coming across into Israel proper? Could we survive? And based on how much success they had on 10-7, I have my doubts on whether we would be able to survive that. And we have to be honest with ourselves. You know, we got so hung up on our technology and our myth that we started believing things, and we started looking at technology. And, you know, I get all these things about this woman who worked in Israeli aircraft industry on anti-rocket defense, has now developed a site for a rifle. You know what? I've seen more gimmicks come and go that try to make up for the fact that the IDF has never been a military of shooters. And it all comes down to, you know, being an infantry soldier is real simple. Teach your guys how to shoot, scoot, and move, and they'll get the job done. Don't give them the ammunition they need so they know how to shoot and hit somebody out to 600 meters, then no gimmick you can ever come up with is it going to carry the day on the battlefield. Stop being stupid because you're so intelligent. You're looking for ways to try and cheat the basic things that go into making good soldiers.
Well, okay, Yoni. You know, I get more depressed every time I do this show, unfortunately, because we have so little good news. Let's say that...
Well, I'm going to give you some good news.
Go ahead.
Is the story of our life. This is the story of our life. I've been involved in this since I was a teenager. And I'm no longer a teenager. And my kids are no longer teenagers. And we're still here. So no matter how we ponder along, you know, there's a reason I'm religious, okay? And it's because I do, in fact, believe in the Torah, and I believe we are God's chosen people. And if it wasn't for that fact, we would have disappeared a long time ago. Now, I'm not saying sit back and rely on that and don't do what we need to do, because
okay, 30
that's
seconds,
a recipe
Yoni.
For disaster.
30 seconds.
That's a recipe for disaster in my book. And you look at all the ultra-Orthodox Jews in Israel now that have grabbed M16 rifles from the government. You know, they don't even believe the nonsense they were talking about, that their torture solves things. So let's just, everybody do what we need to do. We are going to survive, and let's not, you know, we are going to survive. It's going to be perilous, but we will survive.
Okay, you only have to interrupt you there. We are coming up the last commercial break before the final segment of today's show. I made a mistake. There's two more segments. You're listening to Middle East Radio Forum here on 960 The Patriot. Please stay with us. We'll be right back with Yoni Teeny. And don't forget the listener dinner tonight at 5:30.
Tokyo Express, next to Cherry Blossom Noodle Cafe, on the northwest corner of 10th Street and Camelback, has been serving great food since 1982. A fast food Japanese restaurant at a reasonable price. Take out or sit in and enjoy. Either way, you'll be back for more. That's Tokyo Express on the northwest corner of 10th Street and Camelback in Phoenix. Telephone 602-277-4666. Watermark Wealth Strategies and Watermark Wealth Planning Offices at 11333 North Scottsdale Road has been a loyal sponsor of this program since its start. They specialize in wealth retention, estate planning, and legacy planning. Watermark has been a leader in the Valley, and its members have been together for over 20 years. Founding partner Carmen Saccone has over 40 years of experience in tax, investment, and estate planning issues affecting retirees and their assets. They offer comprehensive planning that has helped assist families through the process of identifying client objectives and concerns and constructing a strategic plan to address tax, risk, and legacy issues. Consultations are complimentary, and we encourage you to contact Allison Porter at 480-442-3989 to schedule. Securities and advisory services are offered through the LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA/SIPC. Gilligan's on Maryland, on the northwest corner of 7th Street and Maryland, is much more than just a great Shell station and mini-mart. Great cook-to-order food, different flavors of coffee and tea, beer and fine wine, including kosher wine, round out a wonderful one-stop shopping experience. A loyal sponsor of Middle East Radio Forum, check them out in the northwest corner of 7th Street and Maryland in Phoenix. That's Gilligan's on Maryland. Phone number 602-277-6269.
Thanks for listening to Middle East Radio Forum. I am your host and creator of the show, Attorney William Wolf. I was awarded the high honor of Trial Attorney of the Year by the Arizona Trial Lawyers Association and have been in practice since 1971. I handle injury and wrongful death claims and do go to court if necessary to achieve the best possible results for all my clients. It is often impossible to achieve full value if your attorney does not have the reputation of being willing to go to court on all matters. The high-volume, impersonal TV and billboard attorneys do not have that reputation. The insurance companies know who is willing to work for full value and adjust their settlement offers accordingly. My office is at 7301 North 16th Street, Suite 203 in Phoenix. My phone is 602-279-1914. I take all claims on a contingent fee basis. Call 602-279-1914. I look forward to meeting you.
You're listening to the Middle East Radio Forum on 960 The Patriot. To join in the conversation, call anytime at 602-508-0960. That's 602-508-0960. Outside of the Valley, call toll-free 888-960-9696. Questions are also welcome at radioforum@AOL.com. That's radioforum@AOL.com. Now back to your host, Attorney William J. Wolf.
Welcome back to the great William Wolf, at least I hope I am, and the great Middle East Radio Forum show. We've done this now over 20 years. We're in the 21st year, and I just hope that you appreciate what we're doing. Yoni, we do have a couple of questions from listeners. May I ask them to get on the line?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's first go to Jeff from Northwest Phoenix.
Hi, this is Jeff. I just heard Yoni say he was religious. And that caused me to think that maybe I could bring up some things that are in what we call the Old Testament, what Christians call the Old Testament, but you would call the Tanakh, I think. And it says explicitly just what Yoni Teeny is saying, that God is behind what's going on there, and he has, it's his will to restore Judah to Jerusalem, to get a king named David, or a leader named David, rebuild the temple, and that Judah is going to be like a torch amidst dry wood. And
Okay, Jeff, do you have a question for Yoni, please?
Oh, well, I wonder what Yoni thinks about things that are in Joel chapter 3, when he mentioned moving the Gazans down to the Sinai, but in Joel chapter 3, it says that Judah will end up moving them, I think it says, moving them down to Yemen.
Okay, thank you for the call, Jeff. Yoni, do you have a response?
Not really. I mean, off the top of my head, I don't know what Joel chapter 3 talks about. Right. So I don't really have a comment. And why would... Look, to take over the Sinai and move them to the end of the Sinai would be easy. To take them across the Red Sea and place them in Yemen, I'm not sure that would be as easily accomplished, and if it would give us any additional advantages over having them down at the south of the Sinai Peninsula.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for the call. Let's go to Jack from Scottsdale. You're on the air.
Yes, Yoni, I've listened to the program since the beginning, and you also, and I really appreciate what you have to say. My question is, I'm not Jewish, I'm Christian, and I'm really concerned that Jews in general, it seems like worldwide, do not really have their hearts set on really caring about what happens in Israel. What can be done with Judaism or anything to get the Jews of the world to unite behind the survival of Israel and the protection of Israel? It just seems like it's gotten too political with American kind of politics, and I just don't understand that from a religious standpoint. Thanks.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you, in the world that I operate in, I'm Orthodox, and 97% of Orthodox Jews in America are extremely pro-Israel, extremely pro-Israel. Many of them have had sons that have served in the IDF. Many of them have had children that have studied in Israel. Many of them have children that are living in Israel. The liberal Jews that are part of the Democratic Party, the Marxist Party of America, they're not our allies anymore. They're not Jews anymore either. Let's just be honest, okay? Let's be honest. If your great-grandfather was the last person in your family that kept any mitzvot out of the Torah, don't call yourself a Jew, okay? Please, do us all a favor. Admit what you are. You have become assimilated, and you left your Judaism behind. Blinken is about as Jewish as the Austrian pistol I have on the desk beside me. I mean, give me a break.
Okay, thanks for that call, Jack. Yoni, we're going to be coming into break shortly, and I'd like to talk about Iran, because Iran seems to be the focus of a lot of terrorism in the world, if not all of it. Iran funds and encourages terrorism against Israel and elsewhere, and seems like there's no alternative to dealing with Iran. I realize there's been some pinpricks from Israel and from the United States, but nothing really to change the leadership or do what's necessary to prevent Iran from funding terrorism and working on their atomic weapons. We're going to have to take that after the break, but I wanted to give you the question so you can think about it before we get back. You're listening to Middle East Radio Forum here on 960 The Patriot. My name is William Wolf. I'm your host today. Next Sunday, we'll be Mayor Jolovitz. And meet Mayor Jolovitz. Meet me tonight at the listener dinner, 5:30 tonight at the Ethiopian restaurant, 1740 East McDowell. There's no reservations necessary. Just show up. And please continue to support the show. Best way, of course, is by using the services of the advertisers. This is a brokered show, which means I have to pay for the time each and every week. The only way I'm able to do that, because it is expensive, is I have great advertisers and great listeners who support the advertisers. As I've said many times, often it costs you nothing to support the show, because you just need to shift where you're spending money from somebody who does not to somebody who does advertise on the show. People out of area have asked how they can support the show. Well, direct donations are certainly welcome. You can send a check to me, William Wolf, at my office, 7301 North 16th Street, Suite 203, Phoenix, 85020. The address again, 7301 North 16th Street, Suite 203, Phoenix, 85020. I appreciate all donations. I appreciate you spreading the word about Middle East Radio Forum. And I especially appreciate if you'll come tonight to the dinner, introduce yourself, have a great evening, great food, and great companionship. Please stay with us. We'll be right back with Yoni Didi.
If you need heart surgery, do you choose your surgeon from an ad on TV or a billboard? Of course not. Choosing your accident attorney also should not be done so casually and without thought. I'm William Wolf, creator of Middle East Radio Forum and an injury attorney in practice since 1971. I was awarded the high honor of Trial Attorney of the Year by the Arizona Trial Lawyers Association. I only advertise on this show where you can get to know me and my values. My office is at 7301 North 16th Street, Suite 203 in Phoenix. Please give me a call if you have need for an injury attorney at 602-279-1914. No charge for our first meeting, and I take all claims on a contingent fee basis. Call 602-279-1914. That's 602-279-1914. I look forward to meeting you and working to achieve the best possible results for your injury claim.
Gilligan's on Maryland, on the northwest corner of 7th Street and Maryland, is much more than just a great Shell station and mini mart. Great cook-to-order food, different flavors of coffee and tea, beer and fine wine, including kosher wine, round out a wonderful one-stop shopping experience. A loyal sponsor of Middle East Radio Forum, check them out in the northwest corner of 7th Street and Maryland in Phoenix. That's Gilligan's on Maryland. Phone number 602-277-6269.
Cherry Blossom Noodle Cafe has terrific sushi, salads, rice and noodle dishes, soup, and even great pasta. On the northwest corner of 10th Street and Camelback, it will become your favorite Asian restaurant. A loyal sponsor of Middle East Radio Forum for more than 10 years, it is simply the best place for a great Asian lunch or dinner. That's Cherry Blossom Noodle Cafe on the northwest corner of 10th Street and Camelback. Tell them that William Wolf sent you there. Telephone 602-248-9090. Thanks for listening to Middle East Radio Forum. I am your host and creator of the show, Attorney William Wolf. I was awarded the high honor of Trial Attorney of the Year by the Arizona Trial Lawyers Association and have been in practice since 1971. I handle injury and wrongful death claims and do go to court if necessary to achieve the best possible results for all my clients. It is often impossible to achieve full value if your attorney does not have the reputation of being willing to go to court on all matters. The high-volume, impersonal TV and billboard attorneys do not have that reputation. The insurance companies know who is willing to work for full value and adjust their settlement offers accordingly. My office is at 7301 North 16th Street, Suite 203 in Phoenix. My phone is 602-279-1914. I take all claims on a contingent fee basis. Call 602-279-1914. I look forward to meeting you.
You're listening to the Middle East Radio Forum on 960 The Patriot. To join in the conversation, call anytime at 602-508-0960. That's 602-508-0960. Outside of the Valley, call toll-free 888-960-9696. Questions are also welcome at radioforum@AOL.com. That's radioforum@AOL.com. Now back to your host, Attorney William J. Wolf.
Welcome back to today's very important edition of Middle East Radio Forum. My name is William Wolf. My God, I've been doing this for over 20 years now. We're in the 21st year, and I thank you for supporting the show by listening and using the services of the advertisers. My guest is Yoni Didi. He's been on for the whole show. And before we went into the last break, I told him I wanted to talk about Iran. Iran funds and encourages terrorism against Israel and elsewhere. It seems like there is no alternative to dealing with Iran. Realize there's some pinpricks, some small attacks on certain installations they have, but that's really not doing anything to prevent the funding of terrorism and the development of atomic weapons, which they continue to do. What is Israel's waiting for, and what is Israel's power to accomplish anything against Iran?
Well, I think Israel's at war with Iran. I think that's clear to everybody. I mean, I think overnight we killed five Iranian Revolutionary Guard top leadership in an airstrike on Damascus. The best and fastest way to curtail the Iranian nuclear weapons program and to get Iran to becoming a free country with democracy and an embassy sitting in Jerusalem, Israel, is for the United States, instead of giving Iran $6 billion and turning a blind eye to everything that Iran does, would be to have a new president, one that isn't brain dead, take active measures to overthrow the regime in Tehran. The Iranian people are not a monolithic people, as most people don't know. I mean, literally from one province to the next, there's different issues, there's different problems. Everybody's has a desire to be free. There's been a movement on the ground in Iran for a long time for people to reject Islam, because Islam was a brought-in religion to Iran, and to go back to their native religions. And that should be encouraged. And if the American administration was a serious one, they would be putting the CIA to work to accomplish the overthrow of the mullahs in Iran, and we'd put all this behind us. Look, Israel doesn't have heavy bombers because we've never needed them. But if American B-52s and B-2 bombers would hit key facilities in Iran, like the oil refineries and the nuclear weapons facilities, it would be over with. It literally would be over with in a matter of hours, that Iran would be brought to its knees. And then if we started smuggling in weapons to the people so they could overthrow the IRG, because they're about a million men strong, you know, that would happen. I noticed that Pakistan has now, there's been things going back and forth that go boom between Pakistan and Iran. So it's not just an east-west thing. The Iranians have gotten a little bit carried away and done some things against the Pakistanis, and now they're hitting back. A serious administration in Washington, D.C. would take advantage of all this, and we could drop Iran to its knees in short order. In probably a matter of weeks, that we could do that. And at that point in time, the Houthis of Yemen don't have a sponsor, so they go away. Hamas, Hezbollah, they don't have a sponsor, so they eventually will go away. Without money, these groups can't accomplish anything. And their money is coming from the Iranians, which comes from the $6 billion that the Americans, you know, gave them. So these are all solvable things when you get serious people back in the White House. You know, thank God that the election is in November, and too bad November so far into the future.
Okay, Yoni, you've got another caller. Let me take the call. Mark from Scottsdale, you're on the air.
Yeah, Yoni, thank you for what you do. You're a real favorite of the patriots in America. My question for you is, 4 or 5 years ago, they talked about Israel having about 14 to 15 nuclear subs with the right weapons on them. Is that any kind of deterrent to people like Iran and other countries that are threatening Israel?
None whatsoever. Because if you understand the theology that the Iranians espouse, they actually believe that, and I'm drawing a blank right now because I'm fighting a terrible head cold. I can't remember if it's the 11th or the 12th Mahdi, but 12th. They believe that, 12th Mahdi, thank you. They believe that he will only come when the world's engulfed in flames of war. So they don't fear war. They actually welcome it because they believe that the Mahdi will return and lead them to victory over rest of us, and that war is no detriment to these people, none whatsoever.
Well, they desire death if they can kill Jews by doing it. That's my understanding.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. There's a few other things I want to get to before the end of the show. We are in the final segment. Yoni, the United Nations will stand in the way of any action Israel will take. You know, you've got 57 Muslim countries. You've got 21 Arab countries. And they will never be in favor of Israel. How will that affect Israel's ability to do what is necessary for their survival? And what power does the UN have?
UN doesn't have any power. Let's be honest. The UN is a stupid idea of stupid liberals post-World War II. And the only thing the UN is good for is taking money out of the pockets of American and European taxpayers and putting it in the pockets of despots and tin horn dictators around the world. The world would be better off without the UN. All right, let's be honest. We'd have more money in our pocket. We'd have less nonsense. I've traveled throughout Africa. I've seen the endemic corruption involving the UN and the Red Cross. I hold both of those organizations in the highest contempt. They're absolutely worthless. And who cares what they say? And a lot of the Muslim countries a lot of them are located in Africa, and even though they are Muslim countries, they're coming around to being pro-Israel because they see it's in their best interest to have us as friends, because we can bring them things that can make their environment better for their people than if they don't have us. So it's, you know, Yasser Arafat and the PLO in the late 60s and the 70s did a very good job of turning Africa against Israel. And since then, the Mossad did a fantastic job, and it was the Mossad. It was not the foreign ministry of the state of Israel. Did a fantastic job of turning those same states back to being on our at least neutral, if not on our side, I'll say it like that. These states are seeing more and more that it's in their best interest to be allied with us. And if we're strong in our convictions, I totally believe that they will they'll side with us. I think we can do deals with the UAE minus Qatar, because Qatar is definitely in the pocket of the Iranians. I think we can do a deal with the Saudis. Am I saying they're going to love us? No. But can we get past a perpetual state of war? Potentially. But not at the expense of ourselves. I'm not going to give in on the Palestinians to try and make a peace deal with the Saudis. Absolutely not. They have to understand there will never be a Palestinian state. And if they think it's in their best interest for Israel and them to be allied so that we can protect each other against the Turks and the Iranians, I don't have a problem with that. And the same with the UAE. I don't have a problem with that. If we're allied against the Turks and the Iranians and they understand that there will never be a Palestinian state and they still want to be allied with us, I'm fine with that. I'm totally fine with that. That's called realpolitik, and that's what we need to have more of. Am I a bleeding heart liberal that thinks they're going to love us? No, I'm not. And will I trust them beyond 24 hours, beyond what the time is now? Probably not. You know, we still have to keep our guard up. You know, we've had 100 years of war, and we can't let our guard down. But, you know, there's things that we can do together to safeguard us against bigger evils, meaning the Turks and the Iranians, that would be in both our best interest. And that's the way that you can start changing the Middle East. toward a better solution for all of us.
Doesn't Islam prevent a lot of what you would like to see happen because it's just so entirely against Jews and Christians?
You know, yes. You know, it is. But I'll also say this, that if you look at, let's take the Saudis for an example, because they're the ones that's got the clearest break in their demographics. At somewhere around 40-something years old, people that are older hold to the old ways, and the younger people that are 40-something and younger, I mean, their attitude toward the Palestinians is, you know, screw you, we've got to do what's best for us. And it's better for us to be allied with Israel than not allied with them. So I'm definitely not a liberal. Everybody knows that. But I am saying that if we can start by a mutual defense pact against the Iranians and the Turks that's in everybody's best interest, that, for me, is better than nothing. Okay? And you know, most people don't know that there is a lot going on right now behind the scenes involving the UAE and the Saudis and us in terms of intelligence and things of that nature. So,
You've got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, so the things that I'm proposing aren't that radical because some of them are already happening, and they've gone from being something to talk about to something that's actually happening. Will I trust them? No. Can trust over decades? Notice I said decades. Can that be built? Potentially. But let's conquer the problems of the day, which is they have to understand there will never be a Palestinian state, and let's move Israel forward. Because right now the big push is from the EU and the Americans is that an outcome of 10-7 is going to be a Palestinian state. And my response to that is, no, you don't get to come in and rape our babies and cut their heads off and videotape it and rape our women and rape our men and rape our little boys and murder them and burn them alive and videotape it for your future pleasure as you're back in Gaza. And then you're going to get rewarded for a state? No. And if any Israeli politician is even contemplating that, then I feel sorry for their future, because I don't believe the Israel post 10-7 will put up with that. I believe with everything I've got that there's guys that are right now that are serving in Gaza that will come out of Gaza, and these captains and majors and lieutenant colonels will come out of Gaza, and I believe they're going to form a new political party that's going to take the country in a new direction, because they're tired of watching their friends get killed. They're tired of going to war. They've been away from their families for 3 months. And to have the end result of this be a Palestinian state, I don't see that as even being close to being in anything realistic that Israel should even contemplate and that the Israeli people will even tolerate.
I wonder if Jay Street and some of the other of the same ilk will ever go away.
Eventually, because they're going to die off. Because let's look at reality. Let's just be blunt. Their grandfathers were the ones that practiced Judaism. Okay, their grandfathers were the last ones in their family that practiced Judaism. Their grandkids are married, intermarried, if they're married at all, if they're not gay or are transgendered or whatever. These people are going to no longer exist as anything related to the Jewish people in the very near future. I don't worry about them at all. They're going the way of the dodo bird and the dinosaur.
Yoni, I appreciate your being on the show, all for the whole show, and look forward to hearing you again next week at the beginning of that show. Thank you very much. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. Next Sunday, Mayor Jalovitz returns. He's going to discuss the Biden-Blinken Middle East foreign policy and anti-Israel agenda based on mass blindness and voluntary self-deception. Mayor always provides a terrific insight. Don't miss that important show. And also importantly, don't miss meeting Mayor tonight at the Listener Dinner. I'll repeat that. Listener Dinner tonight at the Ethiopian Restaurant, 530-1740 East McDowell in Phoenix. just off of 51 Freeway. No reservations necessary. Just show up, meet a lot of great people, and it's going to be a very nice evening, great food and great companionship. So I thank you very much for coming in. I hope you introduce yourself to me because obviously I will be there. Again, please continue to support the show by using the services of the advertisers and always let them know you're doing so because they advertise on this program. They need to know that their advertising dollars are being well spent. I thank you for listening. I thank you for helping bring the show to the air. And I look forward to seeing, hopefully, a lot of you tonight at 5:30. Have a great day, and I'll see you tonight, hopefully.
She's looking far away.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.